Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? Who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
I don't.
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I've ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
That's Football Friday soundline. Got the Big Dog swag music. Probably sound like this. Yeah, it's Football Friday in the doghouse. Just another day. Just another day in the doghouse. Just another day. Play some music. Take some picks. Do some trifecta. Do some interviews. Talk some football, because it's Football Friday.
I said it's Football Friday in the doghouse. Are you kidding me? All them games last night? Cleveland Browns against the Chicago Bears in Super Bowl 52. Mitch Trubisky against Deshaun Kaiser. I can see it now. Baby. Week one of the NFL preseason, where myopia runs wild. Be like Wolverine Dan thinking that Michigan's going to win a national championship. Be like Danny T thinking he's handsome. Be like Hollywood, knowing what number to call to get in on a show. I hear you, Kenny. I hear you, Trill. The Trill's already tweeting. That's what Football Friday sounds like in the doghouse. All right, we do have a future factor for you today. Four random college football teams. Well, if you're a fan of one of these teams, you don't feel like you're random. I'm just saying. We already did the SEC and the Big Ten and the ACC. There we go. Yeah, let's get that final note in there. We already did those places. So now we've just got the four random. This brings our total of college teams to 16 college football teams. Now, next week, we'll move on to the NFL. We'll have the AFC, four teams from the AFC, and then we'll do four teams from the NFC, and then we're done. Now, you're all playing for tickets to the Music City Bowl. Each week, you get a chance. It's another chance to win. So, in other words, you win like three of these, you're going to get three sets of tickets to the Music City Bowl. You understand? They stand alone. Then we got a grand champion. Then we'll crown a grand champion after all of that. I think I broke my headphones listening to that thing. Hang on a second. Let me see which one does that. Let's see. Does that? There you go. I think that did headphones, unless I'm just overdriving my mic. But, man, I'll tell you what. I was so fired up. Took a moment there, but I was so fired up. All right, today's win totals are straight from Vegas, and they are as follows. Oklahoma. Over or under 9.5 wins on this fine football season coming up. Remember, 12-game regular season. Regular season only. Tejas The Longhorns, over or under 7.5. USC, over or under 9.5. And by God, Notre Dame, over or under 7.5. Those are the Vegas numbers. You can get those in on the phone or via text message, 7329-TA-SHOW. It's a pretty busy show today. You might need a text, or you can call. I mean, Wolverine, Dan, and Garrett are ready now, and I'm going to get to them in a moment. But you can get in there. And don't forget, we did announce the date and time of this year's DFL. By the way, that text message is text number is 7329-TA-SHOW. 7329-TA-SHOW. Phone number, 866-485-9867, Hollywood. Our DFL draft is August 24th at 6:30, immediately following a live broadcast of the show. I thought it was going to be at one place, but I don't think it's going to be there. And it might be at another place. I should know over the weekend after I talk to my buddy. But we'll see. But don't worry. You'll know before, you know, you got to be there. It's not like you'll be like on the way and you'll be wondering, hey, where is this thing? You'll know soon. If you want to play with us and the rest of the Junkyard Dogs, we'll have that live draft on August 24th at 6:30. You go ahead and all you got to do is text us your email address and say, I want to in. I want a team. And text the email address to 7329-TA-SHOW. 732-982-7469. Or email me, tom@tomabraham.com, and say, I want in. Tons of news coming out of the NFL today, beginning with the 6-game suspension of Ezekiel Elliott. I guess Jerry Jones was a bit off on his expectations on that one, right? According to Adam Schefter, Jerry is furious. Of course, Elliott will appeal, and it'll get knocked down to 5. I do have the complete release on the league in front of me. I'll share that with you along with my opine, because that's what I do. That's what I'm paid to do. I'm not a reporter. I'm not a shill. I'm an opinion person. That's my job, to have an opinion. And it's just an opinion. It's not like it's, you know, etched in stone. It's not fact. It's an opinion. It's like last night when I made sausage and burgers for my sons on the grill because my wife is out of town. And we're like batching it. And I said, one of my sons said, where's the mustard? I said, it's in the refrigerator. He said, mustard's way better than ketchup. And so then my other son said, well, that's your opinion. He says, no, I'm just saying mustard's better than ketchup. And I'm like, well, I got to be honest with you. I don't think so. I hate mustard. I don't like mustard at all. So, you know, to me, ketchup is better than mustard. And he's like, well, no, mustard's better than ketchup. Well, to you, that's your opinion. It's like that other thing that everybody has. It's an opinion. Now, I have this forum and this microphone right here. So I get to opine. And for almost 20 years now, they've given me a chance to share my opinions with you folks. Not you folks for 20 years, but you know what I'm saying. You folks now for, oh, good God. I can't carry the one. Over 13 years giving you guys my opinions. I think, right? Spring of 2004. Pretty much uninterrupted. Multiple radio stations, but pretty much uninterrupted in the Valley. How long was I off for in the Valley? I don't think I was off very long. Anyway, and it was wheeling and dealing by the Buffalo Bills. I mean, who makes actual trades in the NFL? Especially after a couple of weeks of training camp. The Bills sent their former number 4 overall pick, Sammy Watkins, to the Los Angeles Rams, along with a 2018 sixth-round pick, and received cornerback E.J. Gaines and a 2018 second-round pick in return. Then they turned around and shipped Ronald Darby to the Philadelphia Eagles for former Vanderbilt wide receiver Jordan Matthews and a 2018 third-round pick. A lot of news there. I wonder how T-Mac is in there like cutting back stories. I'm like, well, which story do I leave off? All these great stories. Bunch of NFL preseason games last night. And now John Fox in Chicago and Hugh Jackson in Cleveland are already answering questions as to when their rookie quarterbacks are going to take over the starting job. Look, both these teams suck out loud, right? I mean, both these teams are terrible. So why not? Let's go. I mean, they're both really bad teams. Let's go. Who is that? Is that Dwayne Wade on TNT? That's not D Wade, is it? Who's the brother with Ernie Johnson on TNT? T-Mac's like, I would love to tell you, but I can't because, you know, you haven't introduced me yet. Oh, I'll get to you in a second. I think it's Cream's last day today. And look, he's answering. Oh, it's Ingledala. It sounds something like that. Okay. Good answer by you. Does he play for Charlotte? Maybe that's why he's there. Does he play for the Hornets? Andre Ingodala? I don't know. Oh, he's got a little good little golf of the Warriors. Okay. Why is he there? Does he live in Charlotte? He's got a decent little golf swing. See, T-Mac can talk to me even when he's not allowed to talk to me yet. It's pretty strong. Mitch Trubisky led Chicago to three consecutive scoring drives and finished 18 for 25 for 166 yards. You think Smokey Mike's got his Mitch Trubisky jersey yet? You know, one touchdown pass to Victor Cruz. In Cleveland, DeShone Kizer threw a game-winning 45-yard touchdown pass with 1:52 left as the Browns beat New Orleans 20-14. Kizer also had a 52-yard pass to who? Richard Mullaney. Who? Richard Mullaney! Look, at first they called it a touchdown, and then they said he was down on a half-yard line. Yeah, you know, the cat from Alabama. He played there 1 year as a transfer, won a national championship. Kizer had 184 yards passing in the second half in that game. Also, Saints rookie running back Alvin Kamara came out with a couple of explosive runs right off the bat. Hit a 12-yarder and then a 22-yarder. And in Miami, the hurts just keep on coming as rookie Raekwon McMillan, he was projected to start at middle linebacker for the Dolphins, suffered a knee injury on punt coverage at the beginning of the game, and he's in trouble. Nick Saban got loose with comments on his former quarterbacks Blake Barnett and Cooper Bateman. It was kind of benign. I'll share that with you. He also got loose on the Josh Rosen comments. I thought that was pretty solid. I'll share that with you. Plus, I got a question on the Saban coaching tree that we may or may not get to today. We'll see. We're going to start things today with Joe Rexrod from the Tennessee and kicking things off as the Titans are in New York to play the Jets tomorrow night. In the three, SEC insider Josh Ward is back to set up the weekend scrimmages. Then Golf Digest Matt Rudy is in with a PGA Championship report. That deal looks more like a U.S. Open than a PGA. Not because of the rough, because of the scoring. This is going to be reversed. Remember how the way in the U.S. Open, they lit up that place? And then here in the PGA, I mean, it looks like the U.S. Open. Gary Woodland just hit a chip shot. He just stubbed it and went about 5 feet out of the long grass. In the four, Bleacher Report's Brent Sobolewski will join us with some NFL talk. Then comic Justin McKinney is in. He's got shows this weekend over at Stand Up Live Comedy Club. And at the top of the five, Kevin Turner from 105.3 to Fan in Dallas will weigh in on the Ezekiel Elliott deal, obviously. If you have an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll-free 866-485-9867. We also have the entire digital doghouse for you. That's our Twitter feed, at Tom Abraham Show. Throw us a follow there. Facebook fan page, throw us a like at Facebook.com/Tom Abraham Show. Text window for your interest in the DFL or your picks in the Friday Futurefecta, 7329-TA-SHOW. 732-982-7469. Doghouse inbox is open. Tom@TomAbraham.com. I got to put that up. I got to put up the Futurefecta today. And then if you go back to the Facebook fan page, you can see all of the college Futurefectas if you want to get the rest of your picks in if you missed any. The man behind the curtain playing the stacks of wax and the platters that matter. Answering phones because this is Cream's last day. To ask him if we got a new intern yet. Making sure that we stay on the air, giving us those updates, keeping me in line, helping me with my pronunciations. He's part Italian. He's part Mexican. He's part mutt. His family calls him Antonio Macbeth. Us? He's Chico.
Don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand.
Kiss my brown ass.
You know who I am?
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
The guy's an intern.
You don't ever say that to me. Bullcrap.
I'm telling you, there's an embarrassing press conference in that kid's future.
I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, what, greaseball, goombas come out of the woodwork.
All those of you that know Italians and like Italians, this is your day.
But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
You can't speak Italian just because you have a mustache.
Hey, I don't want your money touching my money.
What's the matter?
I don't want your money in the same way.
My money's no good no more. Why?
Why? Because you're all jinx.
I think this is one of the traits of a really good producer. Keep the talent happy.
How come there ain't no Puerto Ricans on Star Trek?
When you ask me those kind of questions, it really pisses me off.
Hey, Tom.
Can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
You ask a question every week that I don't know anything about.
We love you. We love you forever and ever.
Say hello to my new friend.
Hey, T-Mac, how you doing today?
Big Dog, I'm fantastic, and you aren't kidding. There's so much news going on right now. I got a bunch of stories typed out that I'm just going to have to bounce back and forth between each update. It's crazy.
Who makes trades? Who makes trades in the NFL at training camp? I mean, who does that?
The Buffalo Bills, I think. They do that. They did that, anyway.
They did do that. I mean, there's no question about it. They did do that. See, Bama Zach sent me the text message on his picks today. And it says, all it says is all over. Bama Zach. Now, the problem with this is all over. Okay. Now I move this to the file, right? I got a file. It says Future Fecta. And it just says all over. Now I don't know. Hang on. I'm going to have to change. I'm going to have to put something on here. Yeah. I'm not going to know 4 months from now which this one was tied to. All over. All right, Bama Zach. I'll help. I'll figure it out when that time comes. There's a future effect. Everybody's over, according to him. All right. This is the one you've been waiting for, though, right? This is the one you like with having Oklahoma in there.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier for me now because I didn't realize their over-under was only at 9.5 games. They'll go over. That was a very easy pick. They'll go over. They're a 10-win team easy this season.
Dave the Dog Beaner got in. Now, I got to see if I can do this now because Dave the Dog Beaner got in, and I need to move it. I need to move that file. He put it in the Future Fecta, and then he also says he wants a team in the, in the DFL.
Good job by him.
Well, that is a good job by him, except for I don't know if I can. Can I do both? How do I do that? Let's see. No, that's not it. I don't know. You guys are making this more difficult on me than it has to be. You know. Wait a minute. I put it in the right spot. I don't know. Dave, send me another text, man. Just send me another one. That says you want into DFL, or maybe I put that one in the DFL. Just separate them because they're two different files. One goes into DFL file, so you get an invite, and then the other one goes in the other file, so you make your picks, your future effective pile. All right, is today Cream's last day or what, after his long, illustrious run with the radio station?
It is Cream's last day. Would you like me to toss the mic over there?
No.
No?
Not so much.
Okay.
We'll get to him later on in the show. You know, I suppose we could do that. So what do you think? Is it your sense that he's mailing it in here today, or do you think he's giving it the college effort right to the very end? You know, what do you think?
The good old college try? Yeah, well, he's not doing anything different, so... if what he's done up to this point was giving it the good old effort, then I would say that's what he's doing today because he's not doing anything out of the ordinary.
So you're just
it's
not
the same.
You're
deal.
Not sure if the effort was the college effort before,
right.
But if it was,
that's what he's doing now. Yeah, you got it.
Well, maybe you know what would be really cool is if he got his all-time high score on Frogger or whatever he's playing over there while he was on the show with us. You know what I mean? That would be like a cool thing. It would be like, hey, you'll have to put that in the update. You know what I mean? It'd be like, hey, he got his all-time high score. That would be pretty good.
If that happens, I'm adding that to the update.
Put it in.
Guaranteed.
In the meantime.
All right. We're going to start at 1950 for you, big dog. Usually when I go back that far, it's something really interesting, and this one certainly is. Hitting just a 279, Joe DiMaggio is benched for the first time ever. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, he got benched.
279 and he got benched? What year was that?
1950.
That's near the end of his career.
Yeah. 1984, the Reds retire Johnny Bench's number 5 uniform. I have to be very careful when I say his last name. Bench, something you sit on.
I wore number 5 in Little League because of Johnny Bench.
Really?
True story.
1991, John Daly wins the 73rd PGA Championship with a 276 at Crooked Stick, Indiana, which was 12 under, I believe, par 72 out there. That was the first of his two major victories. And in 1993, Roger Clemens pitches his 2,000th strikeout. That is, now he is third all-time with 4,672. So he went on to have 2,600 more. But today, in 1993, he pitched his 2,000th. So we got three birthdays, two today, one tomorrow. Started 1984, Melky Cabrera was born, the left fielder. He's 33 today. A left fielder, name me a team he hasn't played for. He's played for the Braves, Yankees, Giants, Blue Jays, White Sox, and the Royals twice. That's where he's at now.
Where he's got all the jerseys up in his man cave, you know, that kind of deal.
And in 1953, you'll like this one, Hulk Hogan was born. Yeah.
Really?
Hulk Hogan is 64 today.
64?
Yeah.
Holy mackerels.
And there's two birthdays tomorrow. From what I see, everybody was talking yesterday about Mike Gundy approaching his 50th birthday. From what I see, his birthday is tomorrow. Mr. I'm a Man will be 50 tomorrow. But the most important birthday tomorrow, in 1993. Okay, that's 24 years.
Yeah.
Jennifer Sewell, the Mech fiance, was born. That's right.
Oh, it's her birthday today?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow's her birthday?
Yeah. She'll be 24 years old.
She's just a baby 24 years old.
And she might be listening, so I can't say what we got all planned because a bunch of it is a surprise, but don't worry, I'm taking care of her. So.
Good job, I am. All right. Happy birthday to the McFiance. That's good work by her. All right, let me get these guys in here because we got a lot to get to. And this, you know, they're smart, man. Call in that first segment, you get in. You might not get in the rest of the show. Wolverine Dan is up. Wolverine Dan, welcome to the show, brother. How are you?
Well, I just slipped over. Now I'm on my back, sucking on a nice cold drink.
You kept my sheet perfect because on my computer sheet here, all four of these college futurefectas, you have been the first guy in. So each of the 4 weeks, you're the first guy in. So that's a good job by you.
Well, I didn't know it was that good, but whatever. Bottom line is, got all my chores done. I had the day off, and now I'm on the back deck here doing a little sunbathing with a little bit of cold drink, my friend.
Man, I can't believe you're sunbathing. I'm 45 minutes from you. I'm about an hour. You're in Madison. I'm about an hour from you, northeast. And it's raining like a cow pissing on a flat rock here, man. I mean, it's just slamming down. I would try to go fishing this morning at 5 o'clock this morning and went out with my buddy. I figured I'd go out from like 5 until 10 and get like 5 hours of fishing in before I started the rest of my work day. And it was raining so hard, the fish were wet. It was raining so hard, we had to stop at like 8 o'clock. It was ridiculous.
Well, it's sunny here, dude. I can't. I don't know what to say, man.
We got no sunny. We have seen no sun on this side of the border. Maybe that's the difference between being in Tennessee and being in Alabama. If you know what I'm talking about.
Maybe that's it. Hey, listen. You know, I know you got a busy show here. And first off, the cream. Hey, listen, man. Good luck, my man. You know, always have your goals high and shoot for them. You know what I'm saying, Tom?
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, of all of the guys that we've ever had interning in there answering phones, you know, Cream, you did one of them, right? So.
Well, you know, I think he's got the shortest stay as on the radio, doesn't he?
I'm saying it again. He what?
He has the shortest stay, meaning he has a lot.
He might have had the shortest stay, but I mean that's because he's rocketing up so fast. You know what I mean? His career is taken off like gangbusters. I don't know how we're going to survive without him, you know. We'll do what we can.
All right, my man. Well, with that said, let me get going here. And I have one more thing. This weekend, Lions Sunday, my son and I, we got the schedule out, and we'll watch our first game Sunday together, man. Tell me, there's nothing better than watching Detroit Lions football with your son.
Yeah. Well, I'll be watching it all weekend long. I'll be watching everything all weekend long because my wife's out of town. I'm just going to do nothing but sit on that couch.
All right, well, let me do this future effect and move on.
Oklahoma for Sooner Joe. Oklahoma over or under 9.5.
For you, Joe, over.
Texas, 7.5.
Yeah, he's over in that one, too.
USC, 9.5.
Okay, let's go over.
And your Notre Dame Fighting Irish, 7.5.
Under.
All right, over, no, over, no. Over, under. All right, brother, we got you in.
Oh, my man. I'm looking forward to next week, and talk to you later.
All right, thank you. All right, give me Garrett, too. Let's get him in here. Garrett, welcome in. How are you, man?
Doing great, Tom. How you doing?
I am fantastic. I'm just excited. Look at that. The cream went right from Wolverine Dan to you and didn't even cut anybody off or anything. So, I mean, the kid's just getting it down now, and he's gone. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course. Yeah. You know, I was trying to beat Wolverine Dan in because I'm like, it's the one Friday I'm off, and I'm like, I'm in the car, and I realize it's 2:00, and I'm gonna call. I'm gonna beat Wolverine Dan.
No, you're not, because Wolverine Dan was on hold he was on hold with 10 minutes to go in a round table.
Oh, of course he was. I know. God.
Yeah, he was already on hold.
He's
when
a good guy,
when I connected to T-Mac, the first thing that came up on my call screen was Wolverine Dan. I'm like, is that today or yesterday? You go, no, it's today. So, yeah. Been on hold since the Cube show.
Absolutely. And so, what do you think about this basically trade for the Bills to get? I can't remember his name now. Jordan Matthews.
Got Jordan Matthews. Well, an end run, basically.
They trade Sammy Watkins to him.
Yeah, they lose Sammy Watkins. They add Jordan Matthews.
Normally.
Matthews is more durable. Sammy Watkins is more dynamic. Sammy Watkins is a take-the-lid-off-the defense type of guy. And, you know, God forbid he gets out there in California and is actually healthy. It could be a really good deal for the Rams, for Jared Goff, to have a guy like that. I mean, their go-to guy last year was Kenny Britt, and now it's Sammy Watkins. The only problem with Sammy Watkins is that he's had a nagging foot injury for 2 years. Now, a foot's a big deal for a wide receiver. But, man, if that thing is right in any way, shape, or form, Sammy Watkins, I give Sammy Watkins the edge over Jordan Matthews. Now, Jordan Matthews, very reliable, tough kid. The biggest thing for the Bills is that they way upgraded draft picks. I mean, the Bills are loaded with draft picks for next year and the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah. They're looking great. Because I got a couple friends who are Bills fans, and they're just ecstatic. I mean, they don't know what to say. They're like, here we go.
Well, I'm just waiting for waiting for the analysis from Charles in Decatur, because he's a huge Bills fan, I think. Is he the Bills fan? I know I got a couple of Bills fans over there. So I'm waiting for the Bills fans to weigh in and see what they got to say about it.
Yeah. Well, let me get
you ready?
This trifecta.
Okay, Oklahoma 9.5.
Yeah, over.
Texas 7.5.
Over.
USC 9.5.
Definitely over.
And Notre Dame 7.5.
No, I'm going under.
All right, same as Wolverine Dan. All right, man. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. See you guys.
All right, man. Let's get a break in. When we come back, Joe Rexroad will join us from the Tennessean, talking Titans and Jets. I almost said Titans and Titans because, you know, Jets used to be the Titans. Anyway, we'll talk some football with him next right here at 730-1039.
Read the sign. Beware of dog. Tom Abraham is back.
Well, it's time to head north. I don't know how far north we're going, though. I think we're going past Nashville. We may be going to New York City where the Titans are, or at some airport in between. I'm not sure. Joe Rexroad joins us now from the Tennessean. Joe, where are you?
Yeah, I'm actually in New York now, Tom. So landed a little while ago, and actually think I might take in some Yankees Red Sox tonight. So there you go.
Yeah, that doesn't suck. I mean, you could stay in your room and watch preseason football, you know, which isn't bad either. But Yankees Red Sox is pretty cool stuff. Now, did you, what do you do? Do you just like call down there and say, "Hey, I'm Joe Rexroad from the Tennessean, you know, hook me up, credential me, I'll be there in 5 minutes"? Or how do you roll like that?
Yeah, owner suite right now, please. Yeah, no, yeah. But I got a buddy who works down there, so he found a way to get a couple tickets. So.
Yeah, no, that's good. I was the last time I was there, I was actually working in the Jets camp as a visiting coach, and went to a Yankees Red Sox game. Of course, that was 1993, and I haven't been to the city since. So that's a whole other story. All right, so give us the short and dirty here. Now, first of all, we know that Derrick Henry, we know that DeMarco Murray's not playing. I thought, man, maybe we'll see a little more Derrick Henry. Then he had that little foot deal. What do you know about his playing time and Marcus Mariota, who will start? How much time are they gonna play him?
Yeah, I mean, I think for both of those guys, for Derrick Henry, for Marcus Mariota, for Delanie Walker, Rishard Matthews, I think it's gonna be. I mean, honestly, if they took the first possession they have and scored with it, that might be it. But I bet you won't be more than a couple series. So yeah, I mean, I think Derrick Henry, even regardless of the little tweak, which he seemed to be fine, he came back a little while after that. But I think either way, he was going to get, you know, starter treatment, and they want to get a look at these guys competing to be the number three back.
Yeah, so it wasn't a situation, because I know a lot of people, after watching him in the scrimmage, especially at the stadium, a lot of people say, man, what would that guy look like with 20, 22 carries, you know? And, of course, in Alabama, we see him, you know, the way he wears people down, and he's so dynamic in the second half and in the fourth quarter. It'd be a little bit different in the NFL, but still, that's where he really shines, like a lot of big backs have over the years. But even though DeMarco Murray's out here, they know what they got with him, right? I mean, they don't need to overdo it there. They really got to figure out who's going to be, how many backs are they carrying, and who's going to be that next guy, right?
Exactly. They drafted Kalfani Muhammad out of Cal, and he's a tiny but really fast and shifty, exactly what you would think of as a change of pace the three back. But David Llewellyn has looked really good in camp, and he's, to me, like, if you're the Titans, how much are you really going to use a change of pace third back? As much as they are going to scramble to get enough touches for Derrick Henry this year and try to keep both those guys happy, I don't see them using a third back a lot. So to me, it's almost like, does it make more sense to just have the best, most complete backup in case someone gets hurt? That's kind of the question. But I think some of that will, those guys will help answer with how they perform in these games.
Yeah. What are some of the other things that we're looking at, and what do we suspect that we'll see after Marcus Mariota? Because, again, they got Matt Castle, who is coming off of an injury as well, and that's a veteran. I don't know how much of Matt Castle we need to see.
Exactly. And later in the preseason, he'll get some work, but I think Saturday night is Alex Taney night all the way, and it's, this camp has been much about Alex Taney, trying to demonstrate whether he should be kept as a third quarterback, because he has no more practice squad eligibility, so they can't go that route anymore. And it's possible he could replace Castle as the number two, and at times he has looked very good in this camp. I don't think they would get rid of Castle. I think it's really the decision is going to be two or three. And, this is a big moment for Taney, because they do love his potential. And you can see how he's developed into a nice young quarterback. But you got to be able to play when the lights are on. He didn't play his best in that scrimmage a week ago. So this is really important for him. And I think he'll get most of the work.
Yeah, there's always two kinds of things that you're looking for. You got a quarterback that can go in a game when something happens, whether it's an equipment issue or whether it's a minor injury or whether it's mop-up time. But then you think about what would you do if, in fact, the quarterback was going to be out for some number of weeks. And I hate to talk about it, but the fact has been that Marcus Mariota's had a hard time staying healthy. If he were out for any period of time, then you'd think you might want to have a guy like Matt Castle that's got a little experience around.
Exactly. I mean, right now, if a healthy Matt Castle, they would feel certainly more comfortable with him if that happened. And, Matt Castle did a fine job you know, at the end of the Jacksonville game, and then the next week when they beat Houston in the regular season finale, you know, he did some good stuff out there. You know, 35 years old, and that's the big thing. You know, of course, Tanny is, I mean, 29, maybe even a little bit younger than that. And so that's a big thing. If he closes the gap on Castle, at some point maybe you think about that. But right now, I think they would feel okay if they had to go to Matt Castle on the pitch.
What about Corey Davis? Is he going to play at all in this preseason? I mean, week to week is worse than day to day. What week is that week up? You know, what do you sense in there?
I think he will. My guess would be the third preseason game. And no one has said that, but I sense that's sort of the target. Try to get him into that third preseason game. And, of course, you go with your one usually more than any other preseason game and try to get him some real work. And then, of course, the fourth preseason game, you're not doing much anyway. And you know, have a couple weeks with him. But if there's any sense that there could be a flare-up or that it's not absolutely all the way back, they're not going to mess around with it. Because, as you know, those hamstring things can just go on and on and on if you come back a day too early.
Right. Joe Rexroad with us from the Tennessee, and he is in New York City for tomorrow night's game between the Titans and the Jets. Nice little deal for Eric Decker returning to MetLife Stadium with an actual quarterback. How much will he play, do you think? Do you think they'll maybe feature him a little bit and, you know, just, you know, with him going back to New York?
Well, I think, I think when he's out there, I'm sure they'll try to get him the ball. I tell you, Marcus Mariota absolutely loves throwing to him. That's one thing you can see over 2 weeks of camp. I mean, they have a good chemistry already. Decker is just, I've been very impressed with him. He's big, strong, quick. He knows how to get open, and he is just so hard to move when he's trying, you know, if he's trying to post up in the end zone or just, you know, running a route over the middle. I mean, it is so hard to get in front of that guy. He is so physically overpowering at times that he catches everything. And, you know, again, as a precise route runner, I think he sets the standard for this team. And so I think, you know, it's been a heck of a pickup. If he's healthy this year, I think it will prove to be a tremendous pickup. And so, yeah, I would bet that they, you know, in the back of, you know, Malarkey's mind or Mario's mind, they might want to try to give him a couple big plays in the team before they get started out of there.
And then the other thing offensively is the tight end position. I mean, he could have on that depth chart just listed two tight ends. They're going to do that as much as they'll have a fullback. They'll have two tight ends more than that probably. But obviously behind Delanie Walker, Philip Supernaw, and then there's Jonnu Smith, and then there's a couple of young guys they like, right? I mean, Jason Morrow's trying to hang on, Jerome Cunningham. My guess is they keep four tight ends, and I'm going to probably just go three since they play two. But I think that's going to be an interesting spot to watch tomorrow night.
It is. You know, last year they were active with three most of the year. They kept it real tight there. Well, you know, Morrow's an interesting case because he is very impressive running downfield, catching the ball. The big thing on him, of course, has just been that he just hasn't been a physical enough run blocker to be that, you know, guy you can use in any situation. They're excited about Jonnu Smith because they think he can be that guy and that he can be a Delanie Walker kind of guy who you can count on the run game. And, of course, if you've got Walker and Smith out there and you're not tipping your hand with Jonnu Smith on the field, you can do a lot of things out of a two tight end formation. He's definitely one to watch. Delanie Walker has looked great. Supernaw's catching the ball well in camp too. But after that, I don't know. I think Amaro, I guess that's a question: would he make this team or not? If not, they could just keep three again.
Yeah. What are we looking at defensively? If you're telling the fans now, the viewers, you know, what they want to kind of keep an eye on, what are you going to keep an eye on defensively? Dory Jackson, obviously, to see whether or not this guy is going to be able to play corner right off the bat. But where's our focus?
Yeah, I mean, I think all those corners, you know, the starters right now are Logan Ryan, 26, the new signee from the Patriots, and then 36 is LeSean Sims, who has been holding off of Dory Jackson all through camp, and he looked pretty good as a one cornerback. Dory Jackson trying to get in there. I think Dory Jackson might end up being more of a slot guy this year. They're giving him more reps there. Certainly, as a returner, I don't know if it'll happen Saturday, but before the preseason's over, he will make a play in the return game that people are going to say, whoa. We've already seen it on the practice field quite a few times, and he probably will do that on defense, too. He's just so athletic and fast. but he hasn't yet earned the trust to be out there as a starter. You know, and then up front, you got your usual suspects early, but like a guy like Kevin Dodd, number 93, you know, big, big year for him. They really need him to become a force and a key player. And I wouldn't be surprised if he gets extra looks Saturday. You know, he's playing with the twos right now. So they really need him to be able to rotate in there, give Arakpo and Morgan a little bit of a rest, and you know, live up to that second-round billing from a year ago.
So if you go to the Yankees and Red Sox tonight, if you go to New State, first of all, have you been to the new stadium yet?
I have not either,
and I'm a huge Yankee fan going back like my whole life. Now, are you going as a Yankee fan? Are you a Red Sox fan? Or are you just going because, you know what, I'm a sports guy, I love baseball, and it's the Yankees-Red Sox?
Yeah, I hate them both. Hate them
you
both.
Hate them both?
Oh, yeah. I grew up a Tigers fan, the old AL East, so yeah, you know.
Oh, don't go through the aggravation.
I love three of those teams. But no, I love sports, and I've never been to a Yankees-Red Sox game, so I'm pretty excited. But check it out. It's a relevant game, too. It's a good series.
Yeah, it's a bucket list thing. You know, and yeah, yeah, and the Red Sox have been playing well, but it's one of them things. Yeah, you want to check off. Yeah, you know, it's like me with the Cubs. I don't care for the Cubs at all, but you know, I want to go to Wrigley Field. You know, I got to do it, and I hate the Red Sox. I can't stand the Red Sox, but I really want to go to Fenway. You know, I got to go to Fenway, preferably to see the Yankees play them there. But you know, it's just one of those things that you need to do. But all right, well, have fun tonight, and we'll be reading on Sunday. Your thoughts after the game, and have a safe trip back.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Joe. Appreciate you. Joe Rexroad. All right, let's get a break. We'll come back with an update from T-Mac, the first one of the day. I can't wait to see which of the 52,000 stories that are out there that make it into the update. We'll do that right after this on 730-1039.
Dom. Now back to the big dog. This show is rough.
All football music on a football Friday. Let's get an update with T-Mac. Call this the Doghouse Sports Report.
Ezekiel Elliott has been suspended for 6 games for his alleged role in a domestic violence case from last July. The NFL stated in their report that the advisors of Todd Jones, the NFL's special counsel for conduct, said they were of the view that there is substantial and persuasive evidence supporting a finding that Elliott engaged in physical violence against Ms. Thompson on multiple occasions during the week of July 16, 2016. Ezekiel Elliott will appeal the decision. The Buffalo Bills traded Sammy Watkins to the Rams for cornerback E.J. Gaines and a 2018 second-round pick. They fill that spot by trading their own cornerback Ronald Darby to the Eagles for Jordan Matthews and a third-round pick. The Bills now own 6 picks in the first 3 rounds of the 2018 draft. Other NFL news includes Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette saying that the NFL is easy. According to the number 4 draft selection, it's slower than I really thought. He goes on to credit playing in the SEC for the NFL appearing easy. Fournette finished with 9 carries for 31 yards and 1 touchdown in the Jags' 31-24 preseason victory over the Patriots. After dropping 2 games to the Phillies, the Atlanta Braves will travel to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. You can hear that right here on The Ump. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. And finally, a PGA Tour update. Kevin Kisner holds the lead after shooting back-to-back 67s, putting him at 8-under heading into the weekend. Ricky Fowler is 2 shots back of the lead at, I'm sorry, not 2 shots back, he's 5 shots back of the lead at 3-under. Rory finishes 1-over, putting him at 2-over for the tournament. Jordan Spieth is 1-over through 6, while Justin Thomas is 3-under on the day through 7, putting him at 1-under for the tournament. I'm Tony Mack, and that is your Doghouse Sports Report.
And a top-of-the-hour text from the big house, Wolverine Dan is sunbathing? I guess Ginger doesn't like the tan lines from his maize and blue banana hammock. I really didn't need to read that. Not funny. Not funny at all. Not even a little bit funny. Josh Ward joins us next, SEC Insider, right here on the Tom Abraham Show. On this fine radio station. Oh, by the way, Olsen just made a double bogey. Right here on 730-1039. Thong.